Mr. President.
That's Buzz, I'm holding it for him.
His secretary Connor's calling him on 9-0.
Okay, are you getting Schultz?
He just talked to him.
No, he wants him back.
Oh, alright.
Secretary Connor's on 9-0.
Watch on that angle, just to be on three, our budget's going to be much bigger next year. And this day of $100 million budget is gone, because all this stuff we authorize is going to have to be paid for. I've let out wherever I could that we're studying to try to see how we can eliminate a good many old programs we found in the hospital, rural care, buying, government buying cars for them, things like that. We can't do it. Congress doesn't want us to turn loose a good many things, and bureaucrats don't either. But unless we do, we're going to have to cut out some of our new ones or go way through the sky with our budget, so we have to be very careful. Next year's budget will be substantially increased. We've got to let that out and start preparing. We're all thinking of a $100 million budget.
All right, I'll be glad to do that.
I'd start leaking that out.
Fine. Well, early in the game, you and I did talk about the possibility of me taking some business leaders and going to a few foreign countries. I've been thinking about that, and now that it looks that Governor Collins will be with me very shortly, he had a good hearing, I understand, from Senator Magazine. I was thinking that it might be appropriate to visit a couple of Latin American countries, particularly Brazil, where American foreign investment has made a big difference, and also Mexico, and have meet us there, meet people who are responsible for the growth of those American-based industries in those countries, take some press people along and point out the value of these American foreign investments.
You can do that and get over what you want without giving a protest. Check that out. I got 707 waiting for you anytime you take any business meeting with the president anywhere you want to go in connection with the expo. I just ought to emphasize that everywhere in the world we can. And I sure think the point I made at college this morning, our own people get together and tell local airlines and make it some big packages that are going to cut the hell out of these foreign airlines. So high that nobody can stay in them. if they can get some good motels around some of these places, this travel bureau can get a package. Like C.R. Smith, I think, has got now. You can cross the nation $99. You can rent a car for a week for $99. But if you want to, if you can stay in a hotel for $99, get three meals, something like that. Get a real package. It'll get these school teachers traveling to some of these city things themselves, and they can be good. But I want you to do any place in your judgment. I leave that up to your judgment, because mine's no good. Abroad, Eastern Europe, so
on. Well, I thought I'd talk with Tom Mann, and I think it might be right to make a visit to a couple of Latin American countries, because we do need more emphasis on the investments in these underdeveloped countries, with Latin America being the prime target.
Yes,
he has.
Just pick out what you want done, and you know, improve the course with, make it good for that.
Thank you very much, sir. Visitation at the moment until we have a little better idea of this whole East-West trade situation.